Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Hello, everybody. It's Sunday, and Sunday means it's a day where not only me, but also you can say hello to Tomas Anders. Hello, Tomas Anders.
Good morning.
Are you feeling okay this morning?
Actually, I feel nearly every morning okay, but you know, when I'm Sundays at home, don't have to work, you know, then it's for me a very wonderful day because not everyone, you know, are in this system. Sundays in Germany means everything is closed.
Yeah.
You can go to restaurants, but there is no supermarket. There is no shop there. So it brings you down at the end of the week in a certain way.
You like that?
Of course.
So Sunday is fun day for you.
Sunday is fun day.
Okay. I mean, how do I start this? You sold like over or almost 130 million
units.
Yeah. Records, and not only records, CDs and downloads, blah, blah, blah. Units. Okay. So now you don't have to be a mathematical genius to find out that Tomas Anders must be quite a wealthy guy.
I'm fine with it, yeah.
Well, that's you deserve it because you did something for it and you were pretty successful. But anyways, what I'm thinking about, and I know this, and that's the reason why we're talking about this. You do a lot of work behind the scenes, and you engage a lot in social commitment. Is it sometimes hard for a person like you? I mean, do people like come to you and tell you, you're rich, give me money, I need money?
Yes, this happens time to time that they have in, you know, in my mail.
Yeah.
Some letters that the people write to me and say, you know, I'm in a very bad situation at the moment, and I need money, and you made such a lot of amount of money, maybe can you wire, you know, $1,000, $10,000, I don't want talk about names, but once I had a situation that somebody which I knew, he was really in a, because of he gets sick, and he stayed in a hospital.
Yeah.
And you know, I felt very sad about this, but what I didn't know that he had no insurance.
Okay.
But the system in Europe, in Germany, is different than the system in America. I know when you have no money, you even won't get have the chance to get into the hospital.
Yeah,
because I know from situations that a friend of mine, even he was sick, and he had nearly like a heart attack, and on the way, you know, even in this situation, on the way to the hospital, he was at the entrance at the hospital. He was asked, do you have a credit card? And so this is a completely different system. But in Germany or in most countries in Europe, it's the case that the people, the doctors and the hospital people, they have to help you because life is first.
Yeah.
And then the money is second.
Okay.
And so in that special case, this guy, he had a heart attack and blah, blah, blah. And then the result was complications and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't have an insurance. And he was, you know, in a private hospital, which is very, expensive. And one day he called me and he said, "Oh, Mr. Anders, I'm in a really, really bad situation because I had to pay and I don't have the money and I have no insurance." And I said to him and thought, okay, about what amount are we talking about? You know, and it's not the case when he would have said 5,000, 6,000 or 8,000. Maybe he can give it back to me one day, whatever. And he said, no, it's $250,000.
Oh my God.
And I said, what? I couldn't speak anymore. I was shocked. And I said, you asked me for 250,000 euros? $250,000? What have you done?
Oh my God.
And he said, well, I'm more than 4 months in the hospital and I have to leave the hospital. And it was not in Germany, it was in Spain. And I said, we have in Germany social systems that you're German, and they have to help you from the German government. And then he had the chance to go to a German hospital. And what happened with the money, I have no clue. But it's clear, you can imagine, I didn't pay $250,000. You know, this is out of, you know, of thinking. But sometimes the people are writing and saying, well, I need 1,000 euros, or can you send me 5,000 euros because you have money enough? And a strange thing is that some of these letters, these are like copies.
Yeah.
And only my name is Dear Mr.
Handwritten.
Anders, and the signature.
Yeah.
So that means this letter, it's going out for, I don't know, 100 other colleagues from me, you know? Dear Mr. So, dear Mr. Blah, dear Mr. So. And it's just like spreading out the letters, and one of these freaks will send me some money.
Yeah. Probably they're right. Probably it's a good system to do that. but still, I know for a fact that you do help if help is needed, because I know that you work with the Children Protection Association in your hometown in Koblenz.
Yes, in Koblenz, and I'm the patron of it.
Yeah.
And I really help to get money in.
Yeah,
because we need money every year. A part of the costs are covered by the government.
Yeah,
but we still need money, because covered is the rent for the office. Covered are the psychologists, where two of them work, or three, they're working for the kids. But what is not covered is the heating, or the insurance for it, or telephone costs, or maybe coffee or tea or drinks, soft drinks or whatever. And, you know, sometimes we need for children, sometimes we need money. I give you an example, you know. It's very hard for me to realize that even in Germany, and we are a very rich country, that we have so poor people.
Yeah.
I give you an example. It was one day, it was a kid this kid was about 10 or 11, and how to say it, was sexually abused, or and so every week this kid had 3 hours for mentally recovering, and therefore this kid has to come to the office from this agency, from the child protection agency. And one day the grandma called, and it was just 50 miles out of Koblenz. And one day the grandma called the office and said, it's not possible that my grandson is coming for the next weeks. And this is very important for them. It's very, very important that you have a line, that you, that you get into recovery. And the grandma said, we don't have the money for the bus.
Oh my God.
And let's face it, and this distance, this is 4 euros. And they didn't have the money for the bus. And therefore is my part that I'm collecting money from companies, from private people, that we have, you know, such a solid amount of money on the account that we can help these in these special cases.
Okay. So, but how do you organize this? As we said, as you told us before, there are a lot of people who ask for help, and a lot of people ask for help where it is clear that this is not a real good reason that they're asking for help. How do you decide where to help and where not to help?
I think you will get a feeling mm-hmm. of this. I think for me, it's just a personal thing that I have the feeling this is a true story, and in this case is help very needed.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing then is just that, you know, the office from the child protection agency or my office is doing some researches.
Yeah.
So just for all of those who are listening now, please beware that we check the people.
Yeah.
That I never will send money on an account and don't even thinking about it. We check, and we have our system that we check the people, and that we just look if these people are real, if it's not a nickname, if there's really help needed, and then we know exactly thumb up or thumb down.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Beside the work that you do for the Children Protection Association in Koblenz, actually, we're going to do some link in the show notes for this. If listeners want to help children there, it's possible.
And even 5 euros is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You're it's happy just, for yeah, every
yeah,
cent.
Yeah. Okay. But do you do, beside that, do you do like any private things not somebody who is asking you for $250,000.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, just in that times, and yeah. we're going through hard times, I heard from my musicians that there was someone from Ukraine, from Kiev. I know him, but I didn't know the situation, who is in right now, but my musicians told me about that. He had to leave Kiev, and he was in this hotel where we stay all the time. And he's such a big fan of modern talking music and yeah. Thomas Anders and my musician. They send him every month some money,
okay,
that he can survive.
Yeah,
and I said, well, this is you really fantastic. So I give. You know, some money too.
Yeah.
It's not a big amount, but only this small amount helps him to survive yeah. because he's out of the city. He is safe. He's still in the Ukraine and he need the money for himself and his family because he has no income.
Yeah.
You know, the hotel is closed and it's not the system like we have it in Germany yeah. that you have, a social system. Which gives you money from the government. So this is just in that case, and I love doing this.
But this is pretty well. You know the outcome of your help because that's a person who desperately needs help.
There are a lot of people more.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah, you can only help the ones you know. Yeah,
I'm not Elon Musk.
Yeah,
you know. I'm far beyond of this, and I'm not, the owner of Amazon, and I don't have billions and billions in my account, and so I help in that possibility. What's possible for me, and what makes sense?
Okay. Okay. And there is another way to help people because people are writing us and they want to know things about you. So we're glad to answer all these questions. If you have a question too, you can also write via email podcast@thomas-anders.com. And this time it is Janika from Estonia.
Oh, Estonia.
I'm always, flashed where these people write you from. You're known everywhere. Man. And she's saying, I picked this email because it says, "Hello, Marcus and Thomas."
Oh.
Come on.
So you're flashed.
I'm flashed. And she says, "Thank you for your wonderful 7th podcast." Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read that before. "Every Sunday is my special podcast day. Here are my questions. This time, Thomas, you have been given many gifts through the years. Do you have a special room for gifts?"
Oh, yes, in a certain way.
Yeah.
I have, in the down basement from my home, there is such a space. But to be really honest, I can, if you have some cute teddy bears yeah. or stuff like this, I don't have it with me for decades.
Yeah.
So I know this is a really beloved present from my fans, but I give it to in Koblenz. We have even for children. We have this children's home, and what I'm doing once a year, preferred even in the time of Christmas,
of course,
I make a big package, and bring this to the children's home that the people have something to play with, and I think this makes then more sense than a teddy bear which I got 3 years before
yeah.
and it's still lying in the darkness of my
underbasement.
Well, but I think that's a very special room for your presence, and a room where your presence get to the right people, you know, to the children.
Yes.
And that's, I like that a lot. She's asking also, and I think this question is very cute because it's pointing to a fact that a lot of people are interested. You have a secretary for your official accounts in social media, she says. Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes watch what's going on there? I mean, what she's asking is if you do yourself social media.
I watch every day.
You watch every day.
I watch every day. But, you know, it's not the point when I'm not on stage or not traveling that I have, you know, free time.
Yeah.
So I'm working every day, and actually from 8:30 in the morning till in the evening, and I having my meetings with management and with the record company, and you know, even when we are talking,
yeah,
it's a work
kind of work, yeah.
And so I'm watching every day what's going on, and but I have, you know, therefore I have my people, my ideas will be get put in.
Okay.
In this social media.
Means there is somebody who does the daily work, but you're
Claudia
involved.
Is doing, yeah.
Claudia
is doing daily
your wife,
works,
yeah.
You know, because he's so close to me and he knows, yeah, exactly what I'm thinking about. And, you know, even when I'm now, you know, after the pandemic stuff and life is, the business life is really going on, there's so many different influences and streams and ideas. I don't have the reflection to pick all of them, because this is today, you know, it started 10 years ago. It was charming.
Yeah.
But today it's an industry.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you have to do this.
Every, you know, well-known, famous artist, singer, celebrity has his people who is working behind his back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to put out so often and so many, you know, notes and links and informations. If I would do this all completely by myself, but you know, it's sometimes hard for me doing this, but all by myself, I couldn't have the time to be on stage.
Okay. Okay. And the third question, come on, Janneke. But it's an interesting question. And before I read it to you, we have to do our own episode about this, because a lot of people are asking for this. Thomas, you are the only star who has his own fan day. Please talk a little about this history, how it started. We already did this, but we're planning to do an own episode about this
Just around the date of the International Fan Day in September.
The only thing that we can tell now is it's going to be in September, right?
It's on the 17th of September.
Okay.
It will happen.
It will happen. And before the Fan Day, there will be information here in the podcast.
Yes, they will have a special episode about that.
Okay. So that means if you have a question too, no problem. As you can hear, just write us an email under podcast@thomas-anders.com, and we will read it here in the show. Thanks for this now today for Janneke from Estonia.
Thank you.
And if I may have a proposition right now, I would love to read something more about what their life is. I mean, ask us questions, but tell us where you met Thomas the first time, whatever. Because I love these stories, to hear these stories. Anyways, Thomas, thanks a lot for sharing these stories.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your social engagement in your hometown. And I really like that you do this locally. Think globally,
yes,
but act locally.
Globally.
Yeah. So I love that a lot. So thank you very much. Have a nice Sunday. And we're going to meet again next Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Tomas Anders.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.